Hello, how are you? Welcome to Igbo Queer and Unfiltered podcast. My name is Charles. How have you been? Hope you had a good week. I'm really happy with who I am, and that should be the same for you. That should be the same for you. As someone who came out of their mother's womb a homosexual, one of the worst things they think they have said to me is that you are going to go to hell. Heaven, hellfire is a mindset and they live in it. That is why I always say to them that hellfire is a mindset that they live in. You are in hell. I'm not in hell. I do not believe in hellfire. I do not believe in heaven. I believe that you create your situation and you live through your life. And what has happened is that some of these people are not taught to critically think. Critical thinking. You are going to go to hell. Why are you saying that you are evil? Why are you saying that you are gay? You are evil. God will punish you. Repent. This is not what we do here. Why do you have to say that you are gay? Your parents must be angry at you. Your parents must not be proud of you. My dear, look at the Netherlands. Look at Luxembourg. The prime minister. The prime minister of Luxembourg or president is a homosexual with a partner. Married. The Netherlands, just on the 23rd of February, their new prime minister is a man, a gay man with his partner. I can't remember his name. I think his last name is Jetten. Let me just check on my phone quickly. His name is Rob Jetten. Yeah. Rob Arnoldus Adrianus Jetten. Yes. And you know what's so funny? Some of these homophobic people who are coming from some of our countries who want to come and live in these places will still come and live in a country where the prime minister is a gay man with his husband. I remember a few months ago, a particular woman came on my TikTok live and was being extremely wayward. Sorting me, telling me that my backside is leaking, that I'm going to go to hell, that you are a sinner, God forbid you, this is an African, why are you gay, yada. She lives in the Netherlands. And one of the guys on the platform who is not gay, might I add, who is an ally, said to him, you live in the Netherlands. You are about to have a prime minister that is gay. Just be very careful. Even if your prime minister is not a homosexual, you can be deported back to Nigeria if you don't fucking behave yourselves. Do you know what that cow did? That dizzy cow made her account private. She never came to my TikTok live stream ever again. She has never requested to come up to the stage to speak to me crazy. Hey, I'm going to tell you this. LGBTQIA plus individuals are not going to hell. No matter how much you good for nothing, crusty, dusty people that call yourself homophobes wish. No matter how you wish it, we are not going to go to hell. Because there is nothing like hell. There is no hell. Hell does not exist. Hellfire does not exist. Some of you don't just want to challenge some of the things you've been taught. You refuse to use your brain and your common sense. LGBTQIA plus individuals are not going there. Not now, not today, not tomorrow, not spiritually, never, not morally. Because some of you are always talking about morals, morals, you are a sinner, but you have no integrity. You have no morals. You are morally depraved and higgy and haga. The idea that queer people are destined for eternal punishment is not true. It is just a wish you have in your head. You are wishfully thinking. It is a wish rooted in fear, control, and discomfort. It is not about love, morality, or any serious understanding of faith. Because a lot of you who claim to do these things are not good people. You don't understand faith and religion and peace and happiness and harmony. All you want is to deal with people in a way where you feel like you are better than them. It is about control. Okay? This is why I always say to all of you, as a gay Igbo man that is juicy, moisturized, hydrated, protected by my ancestors, divinely protected and unbothered. I do not fucking care what you think. Because you know why? Hell has become a threat used by homophobic people who cannot tolerate difference. And I make sure that I stand 10 toes in who I am and what I believe in. I am not a sinner. I'm not going to go to hell. I don't believe that I'm wrong. I am not wrong. I do not care about whatever you want to say. I am still going to be that juicy gay Igbo man from Njikọ Kaloku government area of Anambra State. So should you live your life unapologetically, because at the end of the day, any human being who is telling you that you are going to go to hell, let them know that hell is a threat used by homophobic people who cannot tolerate who you are, who cannot tolerate people being different from them, who cannot use their common sense. They are confused, and some of them are suffering from religious psychosis. While we are here living our lives peacefully, my dear, you can never make me feel guilty of who I am, because I did not create myself this way. I did not choose to be gay. We LGBTQIA plus individuals did not choose to be like this. It is not a phase. It is not a fad. It is not something that we decided to be. It is not a taboo. I am not going to be here crying or making myself small because you are condemning me to hellfire. My dear, I say this to you and I will say it again. It is a mindset. Some of you are miserable, crusty, dusty, unhinged, and unhappy. Your life is miserable. You live in hell. We LGBTQIA plus individuals, we do not live in hell, and we are not going to go to hell, no matter how you wish for that to be. You do not have control about what will happen to anybody. You are going to be in your cage where you are and scream like a stray dog that you are, that needs to be tamed, because you deserve to be tamed, because some of you are Higgy and Haga. You weaponize your nonsense all the fucking time and you think that that is okay. You think that if you refuse to take accountability of your actions and how wayward you are, that means that gay people are evil. You know what's so staggering and really, really bad is that some of these people will be in communities where people will use Christianity as a tool to be racist, as a tool to be homophobic, as a tool to be misogynistic, and as a tool to be abusing children and all of these things. They will be quiet about it. But once you mention queer people, LGBTQIA plus people, gay men, gay women, homosexuals, all of it, trans women, trans men, that's when they will remember that they are God themselves. That's when they will remember that the Bible does exist. And some of you forget that Christianity is one of the newest religions you have in the world. There has been so many things and so many beliefs before you all discovered your Christianity. And I do not understand why some of you Christians always believe that you are better than everybody. Because the insults I get every day is repent. Find Jesus before it is too late. Jesus is coming soon. You are useless. Your life is finished. Your life don't spoil. And I'll be looking at these people and I'm like, my dear, are you okay? Is everything okay at home? Because I don't think it is. Because if everything is okay at home, you will not be here preaching to someone you do not know that they should repent and find Jesus. And you know what's so shocking as well and sad at the same time is that some of these people are actually lesbians themselves, gay men themselves, but it is internalized. They hate themselves. Suppression becomes something that they use to attack you, if that makes any sense, because they are repressed. They are suppressed. They just don't want to live their lives. You become the problem. You are now part of the problem, but they don't want to look within and understand that they are gay themselves, that they are lesbians themselves. And that is okay, because nobody is going to go to hell and nobody is going to go to heaven. Your heaven and hellfire is your mindset and how you live and how you see your life. If you see your life as being wonderful, you live in hell. If you see your life as being horrible, you live in hell. Okay, we're not talking about you living in good conditions. I'm talking about their mindset, because you can have all the wealth in the world, all the money in the world, all the luxury in the world, and still live in hell. And you can be extremely poor with no finances and nothing and things like this, and you live in heaven because you are not a miserable, higgy and haggard, dizzy, disgusting, crusty, dusty cow that is wayward, that is trying to tell people that they are going to go to hell. My dear, some of you need to pick several seats and sit on it and relax. And some of you, might I add, if you need to ride that, if you need to ride a lollipop, it is okay to ride that lollipop, to suck on that lollipop. It is okay. There is nothing wrong with it. It is not a sin. It is not a sin. That's who you are. Suck on that lollipop. Ride on that lollipop. If you want to eat a good salad, it is okay to eat on a good salad. It is okay. There is nothing wrong with that. Because some of you are just higgy and haggard. We gay people, we queer people, we LGBTQIA plus individuals are living our lives. We are the most honest people you can ever come across because we know who we are and we stand 10 toes on who we are. For many religious communities, hell is not about justice. Hell is not about justice. It is about obedience. It is used to scare people into conformity. That is why LGBTQIA plus people are a problem for them. Look at me. I do not conform. I challenge every fucking thing they believe in. And that is why a lot of these people are always telling me on a daily basis that I will go to hell. It is used to punish questions, to silence difference. Queer people threaten rigid systems. Queer people threaten rigid system because we exist outside of narrow rules. And when systems can't convince you, they threaten you. So when the systems are not able to make you bend backwards to fit in, they start to threaten you. You become the enemy. You become their rival. They begin to hate you because they cannot bend you and you are not malleable the way they want you to be. This is why some of us have problems with our families, because they are not able to control us to get us to fit into what they want us to be. All of a sudden, you are going to go to hell. You are a sinner. You are a taboo. You are a disgrace to this family. You are a disgrace to this community. It is extremely fucked up the way people weaponize hell and religion when it comes to the things that they think that they don't like. And then when you look at some of these people, literally, they are devil themselves, if you know what I mean. Hell is not proof of morality. It is proof of fear-based belief. A lot of you need to know this, because I am sick and freaking tired of hearing hellfire, hellfire. You're going to go to hell. You will be there. We will be in heaven. We will be enjoying. You will be suffering. Fire will burn you. We will not even spit at you. My dear, you are a fool. You do not have common sense. You lack integrity. You lack integrity. If it's my Manchester people, like, what the hell? And you know, the thing is, the same people who are telling me that I should repent, I do not know what this means until recently. They say that my face is strong, which means that I'm not supposed to be gay, that I don't look gay, that gay people are very feminine, very effeminate, that they act like women, that my face doesn't look like the face of a person that is a homosexual. And I kept wondering, this is the same people who are still telling me that I will go to hell. Some of them will insult me on a daily basis. And then after a while, because it didn't get to me, they will be like, I'm now your friend. We are friends. I'm like, no, I'm not your friend. I don't know you. I've never gone to dinner with you. I've never called you. I've never texted you. I do not fucking know you. The number of people who have insulted me on a daily basis, screamed and screamed and screamed. And then they turned and want to be close to me because they saw that they cannot break me. You can never, ever fucking break what is not broken. You do not have the power to make me feel less than. You do not have the power to make me feel bad. When I leave whatever I'm doing, be it this podcast, my TikToks, my page, my website, my YouTube, all of it, when I switch off, I switch off. The way people treat you has everything to do with them. It doesn't have anything to do with you. So they get really, really tired because they are not getting at me. Do not get me wrong. There are times when I will be like, I'm going to respond to some of you today because you need a lesson. And I will teach them the lesson. And what is so shocking is the same religious people, the types of insult they give to you will tell you what they want to be done to them. Like they tell you they are fucking your backside, you are sucking on this big penis, you are doing this. Is this what they do to you? How do you mourn when it happens? Because you know what? This is what they want to do. But they are so in denial because they don't know how to use their common sense. They've been told that if they happen to admire or want to desire or desire a man, which they are because they are gay, they are going to go to hell. It is a sin and all of this nonsense. Because of this, they become extremely repressed, suppressed, and higgy and haga. That is when they hate themselves. That is when they see you living your life, they get really, really mad. My dear, I have said this. I will say it over and over and over again. It is okay to be queer. It is okay to be lesbian, to be gay, LGBTQIA+. That is perfectly okay. It is not a sin. It is a natural variation of human sexuality. It is natural. Because you can say everything you want to say to me. You are a wasted 9 months. Your parents shouldn't have given birth to you. I will kill you if you come to Nigeria. If I see you on the street, I'm going to kill you. Yada, yada, yada. You can say all of those things. But you know what? You do not have the power to do that. You are frustrated. You are repressed. You are struggling with your queerness. And make peace with that. That is why I said in the last episode, I think it was the episode before the last episode, that therapy is required for a lot of our people, especially if you are queer and some of the DL and internalized homophobic people, because they are crazy and they don't know it. I don't mean crazy in a bad way, but I mean like they are so obsessed with something that they claim that they don't like. I am telling you, I do not know that people are this stupid. Until I came across some of the Nigerians I have come across on this social media and some of the African people I've come across. Some of them are wild. Homophobic people talk about hell more than they speak about God. Homophobic people rarely talk about compassion, humility, forgiveness, or mercy. They don't care about the golden rule of humanity. All they talk about is punishment, hellfire, eternal suffering, shame. If your faith needs violence to survive, it is not a faith. It is not faith. It is control. Any belief system that needs to imagine queer people burning forever to feel righteous has already lost its moral authority. This is why I want none of it. This is why I am not in community with a lot of you. Good for nothing, dried people, dried, miserable cows. This is why I want none of it. Some of you are just bad. Some of you are just evil people. And I know you know it because you lack morals. LGBTQIA+ individuals are not the ones obsessed with sex. Let that sink in. Let that sink in. Queer people are not the ones constantly sexualizing our existence. Homophobic people are the ones. That's why they say, your nyansh, look at you. You're wearing diapers. Your nyansh must be leaking. You have that. You have this. You're this. You're this. It's crazy. They talk about sex all the time. They sexualize our existence. Why is that? Why? Because homophobic people reduce LGBTQI+ lives to sex acts because that is the only way they can justify their hate raid. Meanwhile, LGBTQI+ individuals are living their full lives. We are living. We are being unapologetically ourselves. We are working to build a community. Building a community and caring for one another and caring for others at the same time. Have you seen me? Have you seen Charles? Okay. Despite all the things that has been done to me, how I have been treated, still I'm creating community, working, caring for others, supporting people and supporting myself and being a good person. Because this is who we are. we build, we organize, we shape the society, we do all the right things. Because we are wonderful. We are fabulous. We are here building the right things, inventing things, and doing what needs to be done. There is something extremely immoral about wishing people to suffer eternally that you refuse to understand. God will punish you. God hates gay people. God hates LGBTQIA plus people. Why do you have to sleep with a man? I am going to tell you this. No loving God is threatened by LGBTQIA plus individuals. Can we be serious for real, for real, for real? I know from the depth of my soul that the God of my ancestors love me. My ancestors are okay with who I am. There is no loving God whatsoever that is threatened by queer people. No, 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 and no. Okay? A God who creates diversity but punishes, that is not loving. Because that is why I look at some of these people and I'll be like, do you think God did not create gay people? I have been told that God did not create me. I have been told that me being gay in their book is my free will. That is my free will. And I'm like, okay, if that's what you think, that's what you think. But that is not true. A God who demands shame is not just. A God who requires self-hatred is not holy. If a God exists and is good, queer people are not its enemy, okay? We are not. Cruelty wrapped in scripture is still cruelty. When you are being wicked in the name of God, in the name of the Bible, in the name of your religion, in the name of your beliefs, it is still you being a wicked person. You are still evil. Whether you quote the Bible from today to tomorrow, till 1,000 years from today, it is still you being a cruel, wicked cow. You understand that? Is that clear to you? Is that clear to you? Hellfire is a fantasy used to avoid accountability. I have said this in so many versions. A lot of people are just avoiding accountability. Telling queer people you are going to go to hell is convenient. That's easy. It is easy for them to say. They just say that you're going to go to hell. What it means for people like this is that they don't want to reflect. They don't have to listen to you. They don't have to change. What they do is they've assessed their responsibility to the afterlife. Instead of asking themselves why their belief requires harm right now. They don't. Because if you are critically thinking, you ask all of these questions. Wishing hell on LGBTQIA plus individuals says more about the speaker, says more about the person than the person that they are trying to judge. So if someone is wishing hell on you, it says more about them. It has everything to do with them and nothing to do with you. Why are you wishing hell on me? Why will I go to hell? And you know this whole thing about the afterlife. I want eternity. I want to be able to go to heaven and all of these things. Why are you worried about the afterlife? Why are you not worried about today? Why are you not worried about this world where we live in now? Why are you not worried about making it better for the children that are going to be born tomorrow, the children that are in it already, the people who live in it? Why are you not worried about making the world better, avoid global warming, make the world greener, or make it peaceful, make it lovely, make it amazing? Why are you thinking about eternity? Why are you thinking about the afterlife? It does not make any sense to me. I am not thinking about heaven, about hellfire, because none of it matters to me. Do you understand? I hope that some of these people one day will try to change, but I don't think they will. This is a message for each and every one of us LGBTQIA plus individuals, including me. If you were raised being told that you are sinful, that you are cursed, that you are destined for punishment, I want you to hear this clearly. You are not broken. You are not condemned. You are not an accident. You are not a mistake that the so-called God regrets, as they tell you. You do not need to earn your right to exist. I'm going to take a breath in because this is heavy. Yeah. I want you to take this with you. LGBTQIA plus individuals, LGBTQIA plus people, are not going to hell. But you know what I always think? A worldview built on hatred, obsession, and cruelty, those ones are already living in one. They already live in hell. They already live in hell. You, as a queer person, as someone that is LGBTQIA+, you don't need to fear imaginary punishment for being honest about who you are. You deserve a life rooted in dignity, love, and freedom right now. Drink it in. You absolutely deserve a life that is rooted in dignity, love, and freedom. Do not allow anybody tell you any different. Do not allow any good-for-nothing, crusty human being tell you any different. Because some of them will try to make you feel less than, to make you feel like you are a sinner. You are not a sinner. You are not going to go to hell. You are wonderful the way you are. You are amazing the way you are. You are fabulous. You are not wrong. You are not a sinner. Thank you so, so much for listening. I have been Charles. This has been Igbo Queer and Unfiltered Podcast. Thank you for always being here. Thank you for joining the Movement for Visibility, Representation and Truth. Have a wonderful time. Stay the way you are. You are doing amazing already. I will see you in the next episode.